Mr. Biden would likely present himself to the jury as he did during our interview with him, which is as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. That's literally what it says in the report.
Yeah.
Well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. So basically, you can't prosecute this guy because he's not compos mentis, but you can let him run for the president of the United States in November. So that's the world that we've managed to get into.
But don't you think that that's a ruse?
Which
that him running for president?
You don't think he's going to run?
No. I think they're going to get rid of him.
Joe Rogan makes a bombshell prediction about 2024, all as Biden's poll numbers continue to crater below anything any incumbent in the history of our nation has suffered. And then...
he's just an uninspiring candidate. Like, you know, there's nothing about, you know, Joe Biden that makes you want to listen to him.
Is Black America finally turning on Biden and the Democrats? We've got new data coming in that suggests precisely that. We're going to see who's abandoning the Democrats and where they plan to go for 2024. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Joe Rogan turned heads the other day when he made this prediction about 2024.
Don't you think that that's a ruse?
What
that him running for president? I think
you don't think he's going to run?
No. I think they're going to get rid of him. I think they're going to move him out. They're going to force him to step down. That's what I think. If I had a guess, and it's just speculation, I'd say they're setting up Gavin Newsom for it. That's what I say. That's what I think. That's what it looks like to me. I think the more and more comes out about this stuff, and more comes out about the Burisma thing and the Penn State thing, you know, where the Chinese donated money to Penn State and then he got $1 million a year gig where he didn't even have to show up. That's old school. That's like mafia stuff.
Now, of course, Rogan is hardly alone in this. Vivek Ramaswamy has been predicting for months now that the Democrats were indeed going to switch Biden out for a substitute candidate at some point this summer. And the simple reason for that is because Biden is literally collapsing right before our very eyes. Yesterday, he couldn't even make it up the short stairs to Air Force One without stumbling. I mean, it's really getting very hard to watch. And the latest polls on Biden's age are simply devastating for any hope of re-election. A new poll conducted by ABC News just days after that disastrous train wreck of a press conference that Biden tried to give found that, as of now, 86% of voters agreed that Biden is too old and senile to get re-elected. Now, that poll stunningly showed a 10-point surge in concerns over Biden's cognitive condition since the NBC poll that came out the week prior, which showed that 76% of voters were concerned about Biden's cognitive decline. A 10-point surge in a single week marked by a devastating report, the Her Report, that documented Biden's memory issues, and an even more devastating press conference. And to make matters worse, we're seeing Trump begin to run away with it in the head-to-head polls. The latest Harvard-Harris poll, look at this, has Trump now leading Biden by a whopping 9 points. The latest Rasmussen poll has Trump up by 6. Things are so running away from Biden that Trump last night on Fox announced that he was even going to start holding rallies in the deepest of blue cities like New York.
You told Maria Bartiromo that you may campaign in the Bronx or at Madison Square Garden. When might that be happening?
Very soon. Look, we have 9 months yet, but I'm going to see about Madison Square Garden, and we're going to go to the South Bronx, and we're going to go to Queens and other areas, because if you look at what's happened in New York, I'm not even blaming the mayor. I think the mayor has sort of been told to take a back seat a little bit because they came after him violently. You know, they came after him like they're going to indict him when he started speaking up, and now he's become quiet.
Hey, gang, as you can see, we're not just winning. In ways more profound than any of us can imagine, we've already won. No matter what the powers that be do to try to stop us, we only keep getting stronger. And I've seen that firsthand. You know that big tech has recently tried to do just that, stop us by demonetizing this channel. But you, literally thousands of you, stepped in. You rescued me in this channel by joining our Insiders Club. You made it loud and clear to the Silicon Valley oligarchs that we're a movement, an army of like-minded patriots who refuse to be silenced by the international woke police. And so once again, I just want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you who've joined our Insiders Club to bypass big tech's efforts at censoring us. Thank you so much for what you did. And for those of you who want to join in on the effort and take action, just click on the link below and join our email list. That way you'll never, ever, ever lose touch with us, no matter what big tech does. Click on that link, join our email list, and become a part of an army of hundreds of thousands of patriots dedicated to taking our nation back, but most importantly, together. Now, we need to talk about this speculation regarding Gavin Newsom, Gruesome Newsom. He's probably the single most popular name next to Michelle Obama that's being mentioned as a possible replacement for Crumbling Joe. The problem, however, the inconvenient truth in all of this is that Newsom in many respects polls even worse than Biden. It's true. Newsom's simply not a very popular politician. Yes, he survived a recall, but the very fact that he was subject to a recall in the bluest of blue states, California, is suggestive of just how unpopular he is. In other words, if he's having political problems in his own home state, California, what do you think it's going to be like for him in Wisconsin and Iowa and Michigan and Pennsylvania, let alone Arizona or Georgia? So all of this is to say that there's really no good option other than Biden. Obviously, Kamala's a disaster. Ironically, Michelle Obama doesn't poll very well. In the end, despite what Rogan and Vivek are predicting, the sad reality is that Biden, Weekend at Bernie's Biden, is the best the Democrats have got. But gang, it gets even worse. More and more polling is confirming that Biden and the Democrats are losing the black vote, most especially black voters under the age of 34. Currently, Biden's polling at just 60% among black voters under 34, with an astonishing 30% supporting Trump. This is a defection that's simply unprecedented in the modern polling era. And again, it explains why Trump appears to be absolutely running away with this. But the question, of course, is why? Why are so many black voters turning away from Biden and the Democrats? And the answer, ironically, is that it is a backlash against Biden's willful incompetence at the southern border. The latest Monmouth poll just came out, showed Biden's approval tanking in the low 20s when it comes to his handling of immigration policy, particularly at the southern border. But stunningly, the poll shows that half of Democrat voters disapprove of Biden on immigration. Half of his own voters, his own party, disapproves of Biden's handling of the southern border. More and more Democrat representatives like Henry Cuellar of Texas are openly stating that Biden is actively losing lots of Democrats over this issue. As more and more illegal migrants get bused to cities like New York and Chicago, more and more Democrat constituents are being bypassed by the government in terms of basic social services, which are now being extended to illegal immigrants at their expense, at the expense of the Democrat voter, and they're rebelling. And the Democrat mayors of these cities are seeing it firsthand. A civil war is breaking out inside the Democrat Party, and more otherwise faithful Democrat voters are literally walking away, and they're siding with Trump, who's promising to close the border just like he did in his first term. So it looks like a combination of Biden's cognitive decline along with his own failed border policies are ultimately forming a perfect storm for a Democrat wipeout in 2024.